is the part in the Megillah that fired me up a lot, that I always focus on, is the part in the Megillah that says about Mordechai, like, come v'leizah. That Mordechai didn't budge. His stubbornness, his, of not budging in the face of opposition. And I tremendously good feel. I got to repair a lot of his shmuzins on this topic. A lot of what he speaks to us, and a lot of what he spoke to the Olam, and I brought the Olam. That was a big message of his. If I had to sum up his message, that when I brought the Olam to him, it was like, come v'leiza, that in the face of opposition, good wins out. That was what he was saying. Like, come v'leiza. So I had a good feel, because I always try to work on it around this time of year. And you always hope that you're obeying the message they give, that you pick up the message they give. And I just read that in the Vardik, they had different periods, and they had what's called Pratim. In these periods, the Vardik would work on a certain Midah. These few weeks, the whole Vardik would work on a certain Midah. There were 86 yeshivas of the Vardik. So his Talmidim started a lot of Kiryuv yeshivas, the altar. So that 86 yeshivas around Russia, there were tkuvas they worked on a certain thing. In the Vardik itself, you had tzaddikim, gedolim. There was a yid, Mr. Feller, Zichron Levracha, a Hitler yid who learned in the Vardik when he was 13 or 14 years old. He told my parent, my Rebbe, I knew the yid. There was nothing to eat in the Vardik. They had nothing to eat. Zero. As an aside, somebody told Rabbi Per that he heard Nevardikas just eat, that even though they're Bali Musser, but there's no Messiah on food, on like precious and food. They just eat whatever you want. So Rabbi Per laughed at the guy. There was no food in Nevardikas. They never spoke about it. The Alta never got up and said, make sure don't eat too much. There was no food to eat. This old Yid, Mr. Feller, this Yid was Nifter, since this Yid said that when he was in Nevardik, he went days, he didn't have anything to eat. He said he remembers the Rebbe bringing him like an apple, I think it was, I don't know, some fruit. And he told the Rebbe, I don't eat food, I just want to hear from you. The Rebbe like brought him some food, like found some food, there was nothing to eat. So they had kufis, they worked on different pulis. And you know what they worked off from Rosh Chodesh Adar till Purim? Like kam v'leiza. That was the midah that the whole town worked on. Like kam v'leiza. This midah of being fierce in your avodas Hashem, that nothing is going to budge you, was the pratim. That was the avodah that they had pulis. They had actions they did to work on it. But the whole mevardik was being Isaac in that midah of like kam v'leiza. I saw a nayrdik adiyak from an avodika on like kam v'leiza. He said pshat, that it says at the beginning of the Megillah, it says by Mordechai, like he was like, he wasn't kireya or mishtachave, the Haman. Later in the Megillah, after there's a gzeir on Klal Yisrael, it says like, come v'leiza. What does it say again? He didn't bow. The first time it says like, he wasn't kireya or mishtachave. Later on it says like, come v'leiza. So I saw in the Vardik, it said pshat, that the first time he just didn't bow, but he was geir as Haman. He saw him, he's not bowing. Like kam v'leiza, once the gzeira, Mordechai became even starker. Once his gzeira against Klai Yisrael, Mordechai saw he has to mamish save all the yidden, it was no longer he just didn't bow. Like kam v'leiza, he wasn't gairus, he didn't budge. Like kam v'leiza means he didn't move. He didn't budge, he wasn't gairus someone, he didn't notice him, he wasn't gairus him. Ka'ayin haya. And this was a midah they worked on. They worked on the midah of Avodas Hashem, nothing can budge a person. This is what I'm doing, not to stop if maligim alav, people are laughing at you, not to stop if people around you don't understand what you're doing, not to stop. It says in the Pasuk says, Kehelis? I like to say in Kehelis. The Pasuk says, "Im yitein ish is kol oin beisei be'ava b'yzivuzalei." If somebody gives his house, kol oin beisei, all the wealth of his house out of love of something, b'yzivuzalei is b'zionist him. People laugh at him. They say, "Meshugana, what are you giving all your money away?" They say, "You're not even normal. It's nish normal." If a person gives, they don't know the love that's in your heart. Im yitein ish is kol oin beisei be'ava. Now we read as a great story about Avram Avinu. But I think the Miller says, if we would have been there, we would have said, you old man, you're a fool. Avram would have been running for angels back, forth, running around. We would have said, you foolish old man, these are Arabs, you're the God Ladur. You know Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, you've been Makarev millions of people. and he's running for a few hours, Meshugana, but in Yitei Nish Kol Hoyin Beisei Be'ava Boizi Buzla, people laugh at him. And Navaydev Lekam Lezaz, not to be Nishtayimim from that. Not to be Nishtayimim for others are commenting, not to be, just, with a Shtarkeit. Yeah, that's it. So I thought that was fascinating, that Navaydev, that was the need that they worked on another. And it's a real thing to work on for a person. To be strong in his commitment, not to worry. We were talking just now with a bunch of Bach about asking questions. Not to be embarrassed. That's also like Kambalaiza Mida. If you want a practical Mida, ask anything in learning. Don't be afraid. We were just talking a Kasha Chaim. You ever notice when Gemara speaks, Shlomo, the Gemara doesn't say, let's say the Gemara wants to say, Ein Anius Elabadas. Poverty is only in brains. Why did it say Anius is Bedas? Anius is Bedas. Ein Anius Elo Bedas. There is no Anius but in Das. Anius is Bedas. Many times, Lo Nitzircha Ella. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? It should say the Pshat is this. No, it's not the Pshat anything except this. Just say the Pshat's this. The Gemara, we had the Gemara in the Darim, that he said, I'm not going to enter your house. The Gemara says, Lo Niskaven Ella, that he's not going to eat by him. Just say Niskaven Shaloi Lechol. He had Kavana, not to eat. He's not, didn't have Kavana, only not to eat. So we were talking why the Gemara speaks like that. So I was saying, when I was your age, I never have asked that question. I would have been embarrassed. Now it's not a kunst. Okay, now you have a beard. You have like, right, it's not a kunst that I do now. The kunst is to do in your age. You have to do other things. Not to be embarrassed. To do what's right. To ask what's right. So this is all part of like, kam v'leiza, it's the same midah. Not to shemzach, not to be stopped, not to be limited by, bush is a good thing. Don't get me wrong, Bush is a baishan like Mehru Chayte. Bush is, if we learned that in the second parak, Bush is a wonderful thing, used right. Bush not to do aveiros, Bush to dress like a tzanua, Bush a guy loses, Bush yivavai. Bush is a gavali. They want to him, the Bush that limits the person, the Bush that ain't a baishan leimid, that he can't learn properly, he doesn't ask. That's part of like kam v'leizah, and I think it's a great kufa to work on that. If in the Vardik they did it, we should be a shtickle Nevardik yeshiva. We should work on like Kambalizah around this Kufa. The person working on being stronger, his stronger conviction that he's not thrown off so much. What's the Yen is gonna say? Jump, Yen should jump in the lake. What does that do what Yen is gonna say, to? Yeah. That was this Mida. Just I saw this because this was Rai Nekritz, one of my Rebbe Rai Nekritz, who's a grandson, a great grandson of Alta Nevardik. His mother, right, Per's mother-in-law was just Nefteris. She was a sort of shleishim just now, so I was reading over the hespedim on his mother-in-law. She was a hail of the lady. Her grandfather was the Alter Nevardik. Her father was Reb Nekritz, Yidin Sadikin. Reb Nekritz was in Siberia. I don't know the details, the nicer. Her father was in Siberia for a ton of years. He told, I forgot the exact details of the nicer, but he had total betach in Hashem, and he like predicted he didn't get one cold all the time he was in Siberia. He didn't have a case of the sniffles once. Noyudika Tzadik Reb Nekritz. And his wife, they lived with Goyim. They lived in the same house as Goyim. She raised two daughters, both married Belt Tzadikim. One married Rai Per. This Reb Nekritz in Siberia raised two daughters living amongst Goyim for a couple of years. And one daughter married Rai Per, one daughter married Naftali Kaplan, Reb Nissen Kaplan's father, who's a Velt Bal Musser. Velt Tzadik is from the biggest Bali Musser in the Dar. That's her two daughters she raised in Siberia. This Alta Nevardik's grandma raised in Siberia. Yeah. This the Maspid said in her that her Mida was like kam v'leizah. She just stood for what's right, did what's right, wasn't budged. She taka raised amongst Goyim, mamish like Mordechai amongst Goyim, not pushed around. Yeah. Yeah. In Parsha, it says in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayaviyu es ha-mishkan al-Moshe es ha-ayel es kol kelev. They brought the mishkan to Moshe, the ayel, all the kelim, krasav, krashav, brichav, amudav, adaynav. Everything was brought to Moshe. All the parts, the components were brought to Moshe. Zot Rashi, why were all the parts brought to Moshe? Zot Rashi, it's Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Shlo yoy yuchayin lakimai. They couldn't put up the mishkan. They were having trouble building it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do any work in the Mishkan. He niach le'akosh baruch hu akamasai. Moshe didn't do any work in the Mishkan. So Hashem left him that Moshe Rabbeinu could do the Akama. Moshe Rabbeinu can stand up the Mishkan. No other person could stand up the Mishkan. Machmas koyved akrushim, because the weight of the beams, the krushim, were pasha too heavy, so nobody could stand it up. Shein koyach v'adam lezakfan, a person's not strong enough to stand them up. Umayisha amidoi, Moshe stood them up. V'yazoi. How did Moshe do it? If nobody could do that, Moshe do it. Amar Moshe l'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to the Maisa. Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eich efshir HaKamasa l'idei Adam. V'ikend HaZayin, as a Ben Adam could stand up the Mishkan. It's too heavy. It's impossible. Amar loy asuk atu b'yadecha. You be Isaac. You be busy with it. Be Isaac in. Just be Isaac. Be busy with it. Nira kimikaimai. And it will look like you're putting it up. Vu nizkaf, it will happen by become Elov. It will stand up and be put up by itself. You'll be usuk in it, and I'll do the work, and it will happen by itself. That's the pshav. Zeu shenemar hukam ha-mishkan. What's hukam? Moshe was making the mishkan, wasn't hukam. Hukam sounds like memela. Zeh shama hukam ha-mishkan, hukam Elov. It got put up by itself, medrash tanchuma. This comes from the medrash from tanchuma, that the mishkan wasn't, nobody was making the mishkan. It was hukam, it happened by itself. Ata asipa, as the Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe, you be Isaac, just be Isaac. Nira kimakaimai, vu niskaf ikam Elov, will go up by itself. Is the chpashu Rabbi Sahir, the Torah, we're meant to learn from the Torah, is pasha that this is the nature of all ruchnias. The nature of all ruchnias, people think it's impossible. I can't be kind of Torah, I can't know mesechtas, I can't steig the next madrega, I can't be freilach, I can't be reichish, I can't acquire levels of ruchnias. Is the Rabbi Shalom says, ata asuk biyadecha, asuk ata biyadecha, you just be busy. The avodas ha'adam is just to be busy, to be Isaac, lasik with the very Torah, not little my Torah. Asik atav yadecha. You be Isaac what you could do. And in the name of what happens in ruchnias the avodas be Isaac, be busy. Be busy with ruchnias, the person is busy, is working on it. Asik atav yadecha. You be busy with what you could do, with what's in your hands, as much as you can do. So Moshe, these heavy crushes, Moshe grabs on, you can't lift it. You grab, just sit there grabbing. Just sit there grabbing the beam, and grab the beam. it's a billion pounds. Asuk atav yadecha, you grab. And nira kimakaimai, and it will look like you're standing it up. Uniskaf become Elov, it will stand up by itself. It will happen in Mela. You just be busy, atav asuk yadecha. It's a pleasure to watch. You watch a bachur or younger man starting out. Zeichet to see it a few times. You watch somebody who's trying so hard, pasha to be amal b'tayru, who's fighting themselves in such a desperate manner. It's mamish this process of ruchnias. It's the heavy beam that's unliftable. A person in logic can't change. This is the way, yeah, this is my teva. Defeat teva nes. L'malo menateva. This is what's nes l'malo menateva. It's l'malo metivi. This is my nature. If you watch the person, the person has trouble sitting, the person has trouble focusing, has trouble reading, has trouble understanding, has trouble knowing. We all have troubles, the next madrega ruchnis, whatever the next madrega is. And the avodas ha'adam is asuk atav yadecha. This Rashi, the person should have to read it every single day. It should be like, you know, they have in schools, they say like, what's that thing they say in schools every morning? They, you know, that the pledge, yeah, the pledge of
allegiance.
That people say in schools every morning. This Rashi you should have to say every morning when you get a chance. So we learn this Rashi inside. Perek lametes pasuk lametgimel. Just read it. I just read it. Eisen a Rashi. Osek atav yadecha. I used to go to a vad for Aaron David. I don't remember if he spoke at Rashi's. He would take and read to us such Rashi's to do tshuva on the spot. This is a Zad Rashi. Just read the Rashi. If somebody doesn't see the Rashi's going all in Yadi Ruchnis, you got to be blind. Amar Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Efshar Kamasai De Adam. V'ikend HaZayin, and Adam's going to pick it up. All my faults, all my flaws, all my taivas. V'ikend HaZayin, I'm going to be maimin a Mishkan, Bavavi Mishkan Evne. I'm going to build a Mishkan, all my flaws, all my faults. I can't learn, I can't do it. Amalai Us, and Rebbeinu Shem says back, Amalei asik atam yadecha. Be asik what you could do. Be asik, be busy with it. Get busy with it. You're right, it's impossible. It's richtig. Rashi doesn't deny it. It's taki impossible. V'nirik mekaymai. It's only going to look like you stood it up. But the emes is nizka v'kamei elov. The emes is nizka v'kamei elov. The emes, it happens by itself. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will take care of it. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will stand it up. You'll be busy with yours. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will finish it off. Yeah, I asked Tayyum to please that Rashi. I have nothing more to add to it. Read it and reread it. When you get a chance over Shabbos, look it over. I wanted to speak for a few minutes. I can't speak for long today. I probably should have to run. But I wanted to speak for a few minutes on something we read this week in Adarim. We learned this week at the beginning of the third parak. We just started the third parak. I wanted to say, I once saw this pshat from the Michtam Elio. Didn't look it up this year. Punk. I once saw this pshat from the Michtam Elio. I want to share a pshat. The Gemara says that Tzaddikim ha'omrim ma'at v'osim harbe. Tzaddikim say a little and do a lot. Not that we masbir the pshat. Tzaddikim say a little and do a lot. So how did we masbir like this? What does it mean tzaddikim, they say a little and do a lot? So Pashi, you think it's two different things. First of all, they don't talk so much. It's not good to talk so much. They don't say all the accomplishments they're going to do. The Gemara is going that tzaddikim have a tendency, they'll tell you, just come to my house, you'll just walk in there, I'll give you a drink of soda, and then they get a whole meal. That's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, come into my house, you'll eat a little, and then he gives them a whole tongue and a whole suda. So tzaddikim are oimim ma'at, and in Rishayim it says, are oimim harbi v'oisimat. They talk and talk and do a little. So Pasha, you learn, tzaddikim have two qualities to them. They don't talk so much. Still, they don't. And the second zach is they do a lot. But the Michtam Elio says it's not the pshat. The pshat is that because the oimim ma'at, they're oisim harbi. And the oimim harbi caused the person to oisim ma'at. And l'chayu, I'm sorry? And those Rishayim that are Oymim Harvey caused them to do very little. What's the Pshah? The person yaps away about something, he feels he packed it up, he already feels like he did it. He talks, I'm going to do, Darshan's way, all the things he's going to do. It's like Yaitzah Zayin already, he walks away. He has like a Sipuk, he fools himself, he's in the Oylem Adinyan, he spoke about, it's Dachat Tzadik already. You heard all the plans he's going to do. The tzaddik doesn't want to get away cheap. He knows if he talks about it, like there's a certain sipuk and he shouldn't have it yet. Let me hold it in. The yapping about it, goof is goyim that he doesn't do it. The yapping is goyim a sipuk when you shouldn't have had the sipuk yet. The guy's stop darshaning and start doing. Stop having the sipuk that you darshaned, all that you could do, should do, want to do. Keep that in a little bit. Don't get a sipuk. It's there. Let it burn in kishkas. Let it. It's burning in a veinig. Don't let it out. Yeah. And I'm not. I wasn't yaitzah zayin. I'm only sitting. It's over his friends. What he should do. What he's gonna do. So he's like yaitzah zayin. And he walks away. Also, he gets a certain covered. Psh, what you want to do? What you're doing? He's talking. He's like yaitzah zayin. He has a sipuk that he shouldn't have. It's interesting. The Balei Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was against. Like going to the mikvah, there's certain ma'asim. This is very musri what I'm telling you now. But Bachum Yungalait here Friday, listening to Chumash here 2 weeks later, this man deserved to hear Dakus. There's a little, you can't tell this to the Hamay Nam because people can get very nervous to things. But Bali Musri were against, let's say sometimes a guy goes to the mikvah. There's a good zach. You have a Bachum. I'd rather like it if Halavai. That's all I like going with their Friday. It's a good zach. I'm not knocking it. I want you to hear the vert, though. You'll hear a chashm vert. And you'll understand this oimim atvais and harbe better. So, see, a guy just says to me, go to the mikveh every day, every Friday. It's not so posh at Alpi Musa. I'll tell you why. If it's cheshm b'seid, what did the guy do? So he went to the mikveh. Mikveh is a good zach, a rizig zach. But let's say the guy stand randomly went to the mikveh. So many times he patterns up, he feels all from. But for what? Instead, talk nicer to your roommate, talk nicer to your wife, learn more Torah. Don't patter up with something you feel from it, you didn't do anything. But I must have been very wary. Good, so the guy did this, okay, and the guy Mela feels us all from it. Instead, don't patter yourself up like that. Do something that means. Don't patter yourself up, you did something from it, you don't even know what you did, but you feel all holy, it feels good. You should feel good. Should feel good. Pick something that's meaningful and feel good because you're doing it. And this is Dakas. Bali Musar wanted them. They were Nikiyim. They wanted to work on every aspect. They didn't want to patter up with said I popped it up. You know, Mulder went against a bachur having a beard. I'm also assuming, the guy looks for him like he's Yotze Zayin already. Don't be Yotze Zayin. Don't, you're letting yourself off cheap. Instead of growing payas, talk nicer. Instead of growing payas, be kind of midav, don't stop battling. Instead of growing, be kind of something real. That doesn't mean a lot of times this stuff is with a cheshbin. I'm all a from kites good. I'm all going to the mikvah. It's a big zach going to the mikvah. It's a cheshbin. The guy wants to work on a certain thing. But it should be cheshbin. Don't pat yourself up. The oimim ma'at pats the guy up a lot of times. He has already has the sipuk. He ready? The tzaddik knows oimim ma'at. I'm going to talk up a big ball game. I don't want to feel like oimim, he says a little bit. Well, tell me that's been done. And then he's Eisen. You hold Yitzi of this belongness. Good word. That's why I understood. I haven't seen in years. It could be I'm not quoting it properly. So if it's not, if it's wrong, I take the blame. But that's what I understand. Does it make sense? This word of Eimim Ma'at Eisen Harbei.
Yeah.
You hold it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's the pshat in the tzaddik who's Eimim Ma'at. He doesn't want to patter up. The Russia yaps away and is the Yitzhak Zayin. Talking and talking. Yeah. You have to be very miserable in this. It's something worthwhile to work on. If the Gemara says this is the mid of Tzaddikim to perk up, it's something worthwhile, very worthwhile. Amol is an issue of people are. Yeah, then in a community, in a yeshiva, this is like Maisim B'chol Yoyim. That the people who talk and the people who do. It's like two different people. It's like doesn't. It's hard to find the same. Tzaddikim or Imad or Shalom. But there's two people. Don't get involved in talking. You see, there's something to take care of it. Same. Don't get involved. You tell me, I'm doing. I'm too nice. I'm making the talk. The ones who talk aren't always the ones doing. Tzaddikim or Imad. Don't say so much. Just get it done. Get the job done. You'll have tremendous sipuk. You know what it is to be a tzaddik? It's a good zach. We all aspire to be tzaddikim. We all aspire to be, we all could be tzaddikim. Let's work on this thing of not chirping about it, not just getting the job done. The Alt of Kelm, I don't know, we're in a very mystery mode today. But the Alt of Kelm is shot by the eagle. To try to avoid the eagle, but a little it has to be discussed. He asked like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem that Klal Yisrael has worshipped the eagle. He's told by the Rebbeinu Shlom in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav. Hashem says to Moshe, "Dabar Shalom Moshe, Leich Reib." Go down, kishicheis amcha. Your nation has sinned. Asher alis meretz Mitzrayim. They become corrupted. Shichis ashchas is corruption. They become corrupted. Saru mayer min aderech hashesivisim. They quickly abandon the way I commanded them. Also lam egel masecha. They made an egel. Veishtachlu loy veyizchlu loy. The Rebbeinu Shlom told them else, and they said, Eilu ali hecha Yisrael shaluchem meretz Mitzrayim. Vayeim Hashem mayshvisam azev. Ine am ksheyayif with a stubborn v'chulu. So Moshe begs Hashem to forgive them. Then afterwards, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayifen Vayeid Moshe Minar. So Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the har, starts climbing down from Sinai. Ushnei Luchais Eidus Biyadai. And he has the two Luchais in his hands. Ksuvim Mishnei Evreim. It's written on both sides. Mizel Mizehim Ksuvim. You can read it in Luchas on both sides. Valuchas Maisel Kimim. Avamichtam Michtam Elikimu. Choras Aluchais. Engraved into Luchais. So Moshe is coming down with the luchas. Then it says, "Vahi pasuk yitesk asher karav al amachne." When he comes close, "Vahi asher karav al amachne." When he comes close to the machne Yisrael, "Vayaris egel," and he sees the egel mechaylis, and he sees the mechaylis. He sees the circles, the dancing. "Vahi chraf Moshe," and he breaks the luchas. The Alpha of Kelm. The Rebbeinu Shlom already told him what Klal Yisrael did. And he didn't break the Luchos. He carried them down. He sees exactly what the Rabbeinu Shalom said, and then he gets angry, and he breaks the luchos. Rabbeinu Shalom, you knew already. What did he see? What did Moshe see? The Rabbeinu Shalom, again, it's true, ain't a doyme real l'shmiya. Seeing is not comparable to hearing about it. Seeing is much stronger than hearing about it, true. But you heard from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's hearing a bust of a dumb, you have a doubt. Ulai, it's not true. Ulai is an exaggeration. If a person tells you about this hearing from the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, hearing from the Rabbeinu Shalom, it says that by Yishmas, they saw the Koilus by Har Sinai. Hearing from the Rabbeinu Shalom is doch yesh, is doch riyya. You saw. You hear from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's MS. What did Moshe see? The Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, Klai, oh, he's sick in the eagle. He doesn't break the luchas. He comes down, he breaks it.
I'm just noticing that the second time when Hashem was dancing, they were rejoicing. Yeah.
That's what the Alter of Kelm said. He said, Alter of Kelm is only one thing the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't tell Moshe. For whatever reason, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted Moshe to see himself. When the Rabbeinu Shalom says that the eagle happened, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't say the mechaylus, the dancing. The Rabbeinu Shalom said that worshiping the eagle is no dancing. What Moshe saw is the mechaylus, that made him broken. Vayari says he saw, as the eagle and mechaylus, he saw the dancing. He saw the dancing, Moshe got upset. Is the pshat out of Kelm said like this. People make do aveirs. They do aveirs, they need musr. They need to be screamed at, they need musr. There's a stage that a person labeled as more than aveirs. And it happens, it's a lot of times a certain age also, a very dangerous age. You take a bacher, there's an age he's very open. You take a bacher, there's an age he's very open to shneig, very idealistic. Bacher idealistic. At 18, smach bacher bachusecha, 18 to 32, what's bacher's age? 18 to 32, I always, every year, raise it 1 year. Anyway, 18 to 32, my show, I go with the pshat, always the largest pshat. But 18 to 32, I don't know what I'll say in a year. Yeah, we'll see. Died service, it's a shite. But 18 to 32 is the pshat that the person's open, is a very idealistic person. Smach bachar v'chusecha. So my tongue from Hashem, the person's a certain open. If he leaves yeshiva, then it ends earlier. Whenever you leave yeshiva earlier, then it ends. But a person generally, not always, generally, person's a certain open. He's open to aliyah, to steiging. At a certain point, what happens is, the person is no longer, he's in a position where it's harder to grow, certainly, as a family, as a big mishpach, he's way down, he's more gashmias. Gashmius makes you covered, makes you heavy. That's the nature of gashmius. I push it to feel like a lot lighter these days. You lose, I'm serious, you lose something, you feel lighter. Gashmius is a weight. The bigger the house, the bigger the weight. The more cars, the more the weight. Gashmius is weight, is heaviness. So the guy gets more heavy with life. Things are piled on him. You have the simple Jew when he's young. You know, you have it. You have a dollar in your pocket. You're light. You're loose on your feet. You don't have a whole weight of a whole... The guy's a business. There's a weight on his shoulders. So Kitzur Advarim, the guy gets older. It's harder to steig. It's harder to move. He's locked up a little bit. He's still steig. He's steig. Kol yimei chayeinu. Shiv d'deis Hashem. Kol yimei chayeinu. But the word is, so the guy, it's harder to move to steig. So the guy, the scary thing, what some people do, and this is what we should all avoid our entire lives, is they take their shortcomings. When they were youngsters, they dreamed to change, to be, to steig. They take all their shortcomings, and they make a sheet out of it. Either I have two options. I could see Aliyah here, and I'm working towards it, I'm striving. Or I could do, I just build my sheet around what I am. I'm perfect, I figure out I am. People learning, those affronta beggars, these people who leech from society, I just make a sheet around who I am. Instead of reaching for higher, I tried shooting the bullseye. I can't, I have no more kayak anymore. The guy's, picture a youngster shooting at a bullseye, he tries and tries. He gets older, he gives up from being able to hit it exactly. So instead what he does is he just shoots the thing, wherever it lands. Then he paints the bullseye around his thing. So you take yourself, you're trying to push yourself higher. After a while, you just, you know what, let me just paint the bullseye, I'll put myself right in the middle. You make a sheet out of our shortcomings. The Alter of Kelm said the mechaylos, the circles, the pshat that is tachkaven hashita. Before they were weak, they served the egel, they fell in. The mechayles represented, they were dancing around it, represented that there was passion. It was the given ashita. It's no longer, it's this passion here already. We're dancing around it. It's a shita now. What was yesterday a shortcoming, today is a maila. Yesterday was a shortcoming. I was trying so hard. Now it's like a shita, a bum to try to be such a frum to get. Yesterday I was trying to get that madrega of Yir Shamayim. Today I gave up. I made a shita against doing it. That's the mechayles. Moshe Rabbeinu said like this: if they're just doing the ego, I'll come down. I'll give a fiery shmuz. Moshe was the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Melech Gadol, as the Rabban, beautiful Ramban in this week's parasha. Calls him a Melech Gadol haya. Moshe is a great king. I'll come down, I'll give a shmuz to Klal Yisrael, they'll all do tshuva. Well, that's the problem. They're a bunch of doing ego, but say there, I'll give a fiery shmuz, they'll do tshuva. They always listen to Moshe. But then he came down, he saw the mechayles, they need shock treatment. If it's already a shita, I can shmooze Heinz Margaret, it's a shita by them. They're dancing around it. There's passion. They're already making it. It's a shita. They're doch mesameach in it. It's a shita. It's not going to help a shmooze. They need a shock treatment. I need to break the luchas. I break the luchas. They need a whole shock treatment, Pashat. Shevet Levi, we need a royal to kill out the Yidden who perpetrated this. It needs a shock treatment already. It's not going to work just the shmooze now. That's the altar of Kelm. I heard this from Rav Mendel Weinbach, the Shiva of Ar Sameach. He said this from the altar of Kelm, this word of the Mechayles, that Moshe saw already was a shita. I will speak out about Yeshua, that Yeshua's Koyla'am, Yeshua was saved from the Egel because he was waiting for his Rebbe. I'm always moved that Yeshua, I'm very moved that Yeshua, why was he saved from the Egel? Because a lot of the leaders of Klal Yisrael went back to the Am Yisrael when Moshe was up in Shemayim. But Rashi brings that Yeshua didn't want to miss a minute with his Rebbe Moshe. So he waited as close as he was allowed to go to the top of the Har. He waited for his Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. This way he wouldn't miss a minute with Moshe. So the goal, 40 days, Moshe's in Shemayim, Yeshua, from Vav Sivan all the way till Shivas Vatamas, Yeshua is sitting those 40 days, Yeshua is sitting there by the closest spot in the earth he's allowed to go, waiting for his Moshe. I don't want to know when Moshe comes down, I want to be there to be with Moshe. B'zchus zeh that he's dovuk to his Rebbe. Tillim starts, the Yiddishkeit's about being in the right places, not being in stupid places. It's all Yiddishkeit. Kemat, David HaMelech starts, Tillim, Asher Yesh Shaloich, Batsas Hashem, Derech Tom Layomad. All of Yiddishkeit, Shloima Melech's Mishlei, most Svarim about Aliyah, speaks about B'ni Al Teilech Imam. Not to go in stupid places, hang out with the right people. Yeshua is saved, Pasha, it's moving. The Yeshua is saved from the whole Atzus HaEgel, from any involvement in HaEgel. He's not there, he's waiting for Moshe's Rebbe. He's not hanging out with the Olam, he's with Moshe's Rebbe, waiting by the Har, that he shouldn't miss a minute with Moshe's Rebbe. So he's waiting till Moshe comes down, and mainly he's not in the Machna Pasha. I like saying this Ramban, just what it means a leader to Yeshua hears the Kol Ha'am, he hears the voice of the nation, and he says, Kol Mulchama Machna, there's a Mulchama in the Machna. And Moshe says, V'yoymein Kol Ha'nois Kivur, Men Kol Ha'nois Chalusha, Kol Ha'nois Anochi Shemeya. The Ramban says, Einenu Ne'yediya Sedam, he didn't know it. Ki Ha'yoymer Kol Ha'noisu, Alatam ki Moshe av b'chachma umake negune akolos. Moshe could tell different voices. The oimer ki kol anoisu anishmei lov. And he brings a medrash to Ramban. Omer loy Moshe. Moshe said to Yeshua, and I's in a medrash. Misha asu linig stroll ar Yisrael. You who are going to lead Klal Yisrael, einu madchem ben kol lekol. You don't hear the different voices of the people. You don't hear the different kailas. The Medrash says that Moshe criticized Yeshua. He criticized him. He criticized Yeshua. He said that you're going to leave Kleiser to learn to hear the people, hear what they're saying. I just have a, there's a, just this Nakuda that Moshe, as a leader of Kleiser, you have to understand the person. You have to hear their kailas. What are they calling out? A bacher told me that in high school, he felt for years he was calling out and nobody heard him. To be a mechanech, Moshe yells at Yeshua, Misha Asalim Yisrael, Yisrael, you don't hear the koil. You don't hear the bacher begging that he wants to steig. Amol, he begs, he wants to steig. Amol by hanging out with girls. You can't just listen to how the guy begs. He's begging that I want to steig. He's doing kach v'kach. You have to hear the koil. You have to hear what he's saying underneath. What's being spoken, you have to hear. The koil, not the words. The koil is the implication, the connotations. What this is. A bacher told me, I was moved from it. A bacher told me that the whole high school feels he was calling out and nobody heard him. He was screaming, please. No, nobody heard the koil. If you want to be in chinuch, if you want to be in a position to help people, he yells at Yeshua, Misha also in Israel, you're in a position, you're not mavchim in koil l'koil, you can't hear the different koilas. You have to understand the people. Sometimes l'ra, here was taka l'ra. You have to understand what the koil is. You have to hear, and the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabban Shal Yisrael, hears the koil. He's so sensitive to the koil of Klai Yisrael, to what the koil is. Yeah, I probably have to stop now. There's believe now that tonight there's a word in the parish that another word in chinuch that I feel is a big yisaid in chinuch. The olim's invited. We'll make an einik tonight. I want to share with the olim another yisaid in chinuch. We'll share tonight.
Even Mr.